Hey everybody, Stephen here with the truth about dyslexia. Hope you're going super well today. In today's episode, we're going to do an update cast. I'm going to talk a little bit about where I'm at, what's working for me, how I'm starting to change the ways I stimulate my brain to get myself as focused as possible. A few things around boredom versus stimulation. Overwhelm, a lot of people in the world are feeling that way. And that reminder of not having to go it alone in life, where many of us are very like that. We're the happiest people in the world to help others, but we put up a wall when other people try and help us. So I want to dive into a few different things today. Let's get started. Okay, team, let's get into this podcast on the truth about dyslexia. So, you know, today I'm going to be doing this update cast where I talk a bit about all the stuff that's happening. I'm kind of give you updates on what I've been testing and measuring and what's working and what's not. You know, there's a lot of stuff we try in life that just doesn't work. There's stuff that we try that does work and we don't continue doing it. Too often that is the case with the way our heads work. But there's also some stuff where you have those real aha moments where the penny drops. And that penny shifts your whole thinking about everything you do. And I've had a couple of those in the last week. And you know, let's dive into a couple of them now. I really want to share them because these pennies are quite powerful. They've all been in coaching sessions with mentors or people I really respect. And it just keeps reminding me how powerful a one-on-one coaching, mentor, whatever session is to get a new perspective. You know, it is so hard to see a perspective when you're stuck in a way you've always done something. And I'm just keep getting reminded of it. I really want to up my coaching this year. And, you know, every time I do a good coaching session, you know, I just see my life improve, my results improve, my understanding improve. I want to share what I'm getting out of it. The first thing is really around not going at things alone. For too long, like I'm the guy who would give his shirt off his back to someone to help them. But if someone tries to help me, this wall sometimes comes up. Not all the time, but more often than not, a wall will come up and say, I can do it myself. I can find the answer. I can break down my own perspectives and succeed, and I have to do it myself. And that happens a lot. It's like so opposing, right? I'm willing to give everything I have to help others, but if someone tries to give everything they have to help me, a wall goes up. And I think, you know, that's been something for a long time, and it's the challenge of polarity, duality, whatever you want to call it, for the right brain. And when I'm going to do some more work on that with the truth about dyslexia over this year. But it's a real, you know, it's a moment, right? It's why do I have to make my life so hard when others are so happy to help? And to accept that help and go, actually, it's okay. Or to sometimes invest in that help. You know, it's interesting how the mind works there. So it's been a real eye opener. And one of the things that's come off the back of that has been the realization that I'm in a small business, and I have people in my team that do different things that take stuff that's not good for me off my plate. Like I don't do my own accounting, as you can imagine, wouldn't be very good the way I would do it, and I wouldn't enjoy it. But I've kind of got to a point now where the one person I'm missing is a personal assistant. And I really, really need that person to take off some of the more detailed stuff. And I've started writing a list. You know, one of the things, you know, sometimes what I'd do in the past is I'd go out and hire or try and hire an assistant, but not actually write down what I need them to do or give them a picture of what I wanted to do. So I've created this spreadsheet where I'm actually spending the next couple of weeks writing down the tasks I would love to hand over. So every time I do one, because I've got to do them now, right? I write them into the sheet with a task name, a description, a timing. Is it a daily, weekly, or as received task? And then I do a little video training wherever possible, so I can record my screen, talk over it, and explain what I need done. So things like entering receipts into our accounting system. You know, it's not a huge thing, but it's a small thing I hate doing. It takes 10 minutes, but, you know, for me, it's a task that, you know, it takes 5 minutes, but it feels like it takes 10 to 15 minutes for me because I just keep putting it off. It's not something I like doing. So it sits in my mind and I just need to pass it across. Things like following up potential clients, updating CRMs and IT systems. I don't know about you, but I can do it, but I don't like it. You know, so why not have someone who can get into my brain and do that side? And, you know, taking this time to realize what I'm great at is important. Like, I'm great at coaching. Put me in a room with someone and I can help them. I'm great at creating content, new ideas, helping people see things they couldn't see, and bringing a room together. I'm quite charismatic when I get around people. You know, so those are a couple of things I really enjoy doing, and I want to do more of that. So how can I find someone to help me and support me who's much better at these things than I am, and trust that the things I'm good at will double or triple because I've got someone doing the things I'm terrible at? Does that make sense? And you know, you might go, hey, this is pretty logical, right? But if you're really serious, looking at yourself, how many times have you not done something you know is logical? There's been something holding you back. It's true, right? Like, we all have that mindset of being held back by, and we make up excuses that sound so real and so important, but, you know, they're just excuses, right? And I've done the same thing. I'm like, will I actually improve that much more with a PA? And the answer is yes, but it's scary to say, okay, what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? So I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to find a good PA who wants to help me with this so I can build the business and spend more time helping people through the truth about dyslexia. So that's a real important thing for me. It's a real penny drop. The second thing is around looking for the easier path. You know, going away, I was on a trip last week. I did a video in the Truth About Dyslexia support group. If you're not a member, make sure you dive into it. Around this is, we don't always have to find the hardest way to do something. A lot of the time we're very creative in what we do, but because we're creative in what we do doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. We can sometimes create things in our lives that are harder for us to achieve. I've done this before many a time, where I thought, hey, this is a great idea, but the actual way you can produce the result from that idea is just too hard. It's too monotonous. People wouldn't want it from a direct-to-customer kind of way. They're just too complex. I kind of can find myself forgetting why that idea was valuable in the first place, and just getting stuck into the idea to a point where you've just wasted a month or two. And then realized, actually, that wasn't a very good idea. If I'd have spent an extra hour at the beginning or talking it through with someone, I would have saved 2 months of stuff. Like, I may have learned some stuff along the way, which is always great, but it can be a very expensive way to learn about what you're doing. And I sat down with some business owners that looked at my business from an outside perspective. And the great thing about outside perspectives on your life or on business or whatever you're doing is that they don't have the emotional attachment to the individual things you do in life. Like, they may really care about you, but they care about you directly. They don't care about the individual tasks in your business or your job or any of that. They're just looking at what's the result you're trying to achieve and how can you get there in an easier, more effective way. And yeah, this was really, you know, this was really eye-opening around business and work, is that, you know, I've always tried to help everyone. So I'm always doing, our business, it does so many interesting and different projects. We're in digital marketing. We do video marketing. We create beautiful videos, websites. And we do some really good work. But because we do so many different things to help people, it's tiring. And it means my brain's having to do a million things at once, which sometimes it enjoys. Other times it's so overwhelming. It's overstimulating to a point where I just want to hide. And the guy has said to me, they go, what's your biggest, what's the best source of income in your business? And you can apply this to life. Like, what's the thing that helps you lose the weight the most? Or what's the one thing that's really important that makes the, you know, what's the 80-20 rule? What's the 20% that gives you 80% of the results? And we kind of looked at that in the business, and they said, if you got 4 more clients or 5 more clients like that, you'd be super happy, right? And I was like, yeah, I would. And you wouldn't have to do as much, right? You know, the team can handle a lot of that work. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And they said, why haven't you done that? And I said, well, I just got distracted, or I saw a shiny object. And I keep reminding myself, is okay, I'm going to struggle to focus on this, but it is a good idea, and they're right. How do I find other people to help me focus on this and keep me accountable? So I'm working with my business partners, my family, saying, keep telling me to stay accountable to this concept. You know, help me do it, not just letting me do it alone. Dig in. Things that seem to be roadblocks for me, dig in and just do them. Don't just leave them with me. And so it's kind of creating a much better environment for me to succeed. Like, it's a lot harder than it sounds, but, you know, I can see the value. Even if it takes a year to get there, the value is huge in it. It would relax me a lot. And, you know, it comes back to what my goal is for this year, and which is being able to look in the mirror, seeing the fitter version of myself, and knowing that anxiety in the pit of my stomach is leaving. And I know a part of that comes from work. And I can see my brain is starting to look at how can it lower that anxiety. And this is a great way to do that, along with improving my health, which has been really successful for the first nearly 2 months of the year. So it's pretty exciting. But yeah, like I think that, you know, the one thing I want you to take away from this, whether you're in business or you're looking at your personal life, is those two points I mentioned around getting that outside perspective. I think is super, super important, and allowing people to help you. And the second is, you don't have to do it the hardest way. If you feel like you're in a zone where it's really hard and it's starting to get overwhelming, how do you pull the brakes on? How do you get someone else to help you put the brakes on and relook at something? Because that hour or two in a braked position, you know, with someone helping you look at it, could save you thousands of hours, right, of mental stress and work and challenge. And, you know, that can be so priceless in the long run. Our minds are so used to running at full speed, they struggle to brake. You need help braking, you know, putting the brakes on your mind sometimes so you can get more out of your life. You know, that's a lesson I'm always learning, and I'm relearning on a weekly to monthly basis. So if you are struggling with it, you're not alone. You're really not alone. Hopefully that's given you some perspective on your dyslexic mind. Thanks for everyone who's joining the Adult Dyslexia, the Truth About Dyslexia group on Facebook. I love seeing all the questions. And again, thank you to our Patreons, the people who support us each and every month with just a small donation to support the work we're doing and the help we're giving across the world. Have an epic rest of your day, and I will be back on Monday. My life gets more normal next week, so I can get back to my normal podcasting times. Have a great day.